The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. You have a job to do for us as people are miserable with the weather. I hear it's not raining down the west of Ireland anymore, but there's been rain so much over the last 6 weeks or so. Do you have some good last minute trips available for people to take to maybe get to warmer, sunnier climes?
Hi Matt, I do. I've loads of them. It's a great time to get away. April and May is always the cheapest time. And this year, every time I look, the prices are going down. So yeah, great time if you have some holidays to take now. I had a quick look for April, and one that stood out to me was Santorini, because, you know, in the summertime, it's always, well, it's always extremely crowded and it's always extremely expensive. So Ryanair have flights out on Friday morning, the 19th of April, and it's a 6:15 flight in the morning, and it comes back then on Monday. So Monday evening, you land at 8 o'clock. So you've kind of 3 full days, nearly 4 days there. And the flights are only €125. And the accommodation is very cheap at that time of year as well. So you could stay in Ia, which is the main, the kind of the iconic picture you see, the place everybody wants to stay in. That is outrageously expensive in July, August. And there's a nice little apartment there that gets good reviews. €172 for 3 nights with breakfast in a junior suite. So in total, for a 3-night break in Santorini, it's €295. So I think that's pretty good.
Per person, that's very, very good. And then bring us into May, and you've got a short break to Sardinia out of either Dublin or Cork.
Yeah, Sardinia, again, like the prices are so good to Alghero, and particularly when you go off peak. There's loads of options for dates. Like there's €66 return on the 13th of May from Dublin, €120 from Cork on the 12th of May. Like I have a post with lots of different dates because it's pretty much cheap right throughout from the first half of May anyway. So a 3-night break, you're looking with a flight and a hotel, €273. And Alghero is actually very handy because the town is right beside the airport. So it is nice for a short break. Of course, you could go for a week and explore the island and do more, but it is a place that you could kind of go for 3 or 4 days and see and just enjoy the break.
And then you've got also in Italy, Matera.
Yeah, Matera is the place I've spoken about before. Absolutely love it. And there's flights into Bari. They're only €88 in May. And I picked a hotel inside the Sassi, which the old town, which again, if you go in peak season, it's really expensive and really hard to get. So these are these kind of cave-like hotels where your rooms are in the actual old stone caves. And there's a 4-star hotel there, the Albergo del Sedile, I think it's called, €215 per person. So including your flights, you get away for 3 nights for €298 per person in May. Again, fabulous, fabulous place. Couldn't recommend it highly enough for a short break.
And then for May as well, you have a 1-week holiday in Turkey.
Yeah, package holidays are just great value, and particularly in Greece and Turkey at the moment, because, which we mentioned again before, the introduction of all the Aer Lingus and Ryanair flights to Greece and Turkey now, it's just kind of bumped up the supply, I suppose. So it just brings down the package rates. And TUI have offered €300 off Greece and Turkey holidays right throughout the summer. But it's €349 for a week in Marmaris. Marmaris is a really popular resort in Turkey, and the Club Evan apartments are really like highly sought after. You know, they're really one of the more popular ones. So you get a week there, including your transfers, your baggage, everything included for €349. And that's the 26th of May, so it's quite late. So great deal for a week's holiday.
Okay, we're not that far away from summer, given that we're into April, despite the weather. And if you haven't done your planning for your summer holidays at this stage, you may have left it a bit late, but you have some summer holiday ideas still available. Start for me, please, again in Italy in July with Lake Como.
Yeah, I thought this was just something different we haven't really covered before. There's a guided tour. It's with Travel Department, and you stay in Lake Como for a week. They include a day trip to Milan. They include a day trip, which one of my bucket list things, a trip on the Bernina Express up to St. Moritz through the Swiss Alps. And there's a boat trip, a boat cruise on Lake Como as well. Your hotel includes breakfast and evening meal every day, and all those excursions. And the total price for everything is €13.39. But that's what's really good about that as well, is that's available right through July. So, you know, to get us, you know, a holiday like Lake Como with your food, with all those excursions and everything included, I thought was particularly good value for July.
Going to family holidays. And again, you've got one in mid-July for a week in Salou.
Yeah, I tried to pick a kind of reasonably priced one for families still looking to get away. And Slough is one of those kind of ticks all boxes. If you want lots of entertainment, you've got Port Ventura, Barcelona, loads to do in the, around the area. But the Sun Club are a kind of a, they're actually four-star property. I'd probably say kind of three-star plus, but very popular with families and really good value for a family of four. Lots of dates in July, 2140 for a family of four or 27, they actually take five as well. I think it's $2,500 for a family of five, but the all of these are on my website anyway. So I thought that was really good.
Yeah, but sorry, Sarah, I noticed from your notes, Salute, to fly out of Cork or Shannon to Roos, which is a closer airport, admittedly, can be up to €700 more expensive.
Yeah, it is dearer, but the first thing is that the Aer Lingus flights to Barcelona do include your luggage, so they are good with the 10-kilo checked bag. But if you want to go out of Cork and Shannon, yes, you're absolutely right, it's dearer there. I think it's about €650 more, but your transfer costs will be shorter. So because Barcelona to Salou is a lot longer than Reyes to Salou, so you will kind of save on the transfer cost. So, you know, it doesn't balance out completely. But if you want to go from Cork or Shannon, Reyes Airport is definitely handier than Barcelona. But Barcelona obviously is definitely the cheaper option.
But it's the same with Lanzarote, because you've got a package there for the 29th of July. And I noticed while Cork is much about the same price as Dublin, to go out of Shannon could cost you an extra £400.
Yeah, I suppose it's just the old famous supply and demand, you know, and there's just more supply from Dublin. That's kind of a different type of holiday to the Salou one. This is a gorgeous four-star hotel right in the beach, much more understated, low-key for families who just kind of want a relaxing holiday. The Las Costas Hotel, it's really nice, and that's the 29th of July, but that price is $3,481, but it does include breakfast and dinner every day. They're two kind of very, very different kind of holiday, family holidays, but both going in July.
You also have an interesting idea, which I hadn't thought of, a road trip in Canada.
Yeah, this has been on my own bucket list for a while. I'm researching it at the moment. I didn't realise, actually, that WestJet fly to Calgary direct from Dublin five times a week. So, you know, whereas the Toronto flights were always so accessible, the East Coast, now the West Coast is really accessible. And that road trip through Banff and Jasper from Calgary right up Canada's West Coast is supposed to be one of the most scenic drives you can do. And it's definitely something that I wanted to do. So you've got all the lakes, the mountains, you've got Lake Louise. And this 10-day road trip includes hotel stays for 10 days and car hire, and it's $18.89 per person. That's a kind of a from price that would be like the start of October and be dearer if you wanted to go July, August. But it's definitely something that for people to consider, because I think a lot of people didn't even realise, may not know of that service and how often it's actually flying and how accessible it is there.
We better leave it there. Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.